unbeknownst to Norbert, Toothless was showing off his excellent hunting skills to Stormfly. He had been chasing a fly through the rigging for the past 5 minutes. He was now hovering about a metre above Norbert's head, only his wings and his narrowed eyes moving as he watched the fly. Bzz, 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 buzzed the fly, zigzagging drunkenly around Norbert's head. Toothless crept ever so softly down in the air as his muscles poised, ready to pounce. The fly made a few more aimless buzzes and settled on the end of one of Norbert's sticking-up hairs. With a smothered yowl of a kung fu kitten, Toothless launched himself, claws out, onto Norbert's head. Norbert was not a relaxed personality. In fact, you could describe him as tightly wound. So his reaction when a dragon suddenly landed unexpectedly on his head was to shriek like a fire engine and spring into the air as if stung by a bee. One of his flailing arms pushed over one of the hysteric crew members, who then cannoned into Hiccup, and Hiccup slid over, plunging down into the hatch, just managing to grab hold of the edge of the hatch as he fell, so he was still hanging on by one hand. Until, with a cry of, "Hiccup!" and Toothless still attached to his head, Norbert blundered forward to try and help, and in the process trod heavily on Hiccup's clinging fingers, so that Hiccup let go and fell down the hatch. The hatch that Bear Cub's grandmother only the day before had been warning that no Viking should fall down, or else. Down that very same hatch, Hiccup fell, the door clanging shut behind him. There was a short silence. Then pandemonium broke out. "Arrgh!" screeched Norbert the Nutjob, seeing his guide to America lost and his journey going up in smoke. "Get him out! Get him out! They'll kill him!" But the crew could not open the hatch. Somebody had lost the key and had to run off and find it. Frantically, Kamikaze and Fishlegs and Norbert pulled and pulled at the bars and tried to squint down to see what was happening. There was a horrible noise of shouting and screaming going on down there in the darkness. What was happening to Hiccup? Hiccup fell down, down, down into the blackness of the hold, landing on the wood with the carrots and the bread and the cabbages the wanderers were starting to eat. There was a shocked silence for a moment. Then came a roar of rage. "It's the Viking!" yelled one big wanderer, shaking his chains in fury. "Kill him!" shrieked Bear Cub's grandmother, showing her sharp, pointy teeth and seizing Hiccup by the leg. "Crush him to death!" She made a growling noise like a wolf.
"It's quite a small Viking,"
said the big wanderer, more uncertainly, as he grabbed hold of Hiccup, and he paused his raised hand.